Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. It's the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you're committed to growing your company, check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com and get all of my best stuff for owners who want more out of their cleaning companies and more out of their life. Today, we are chatting with Lamar Sanders from AAA Star Cleaning Service. AAA Star Cleaning Service serves Edmonton, Canada area, both in residential and commercial services. If you want to reach out to Lamar and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.aaastarr. There's two R's in there for some reason. aaastarr.com. Lamar, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, folks. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate everybody listening. Just to clarify, Mike, I know you're not too sure why there's two R's. Well, neither am I, but two R's is better than one. So that's just my philosophy.
Shoot, man, I'm sick. If you can't make me laugh, I'm going to cough. So if you hear my voice sounding, I'm going to tell myself it's deep and raspy and sexy. But if it's not that, I'm a little under the weather. So my apologies.
No worries.
I'll talk offline, my friend, but that would be one of the first things if we were coaching. I'd be like, all right, let's get a new website. Not a whole website, but let's get a new domain for sure. all right, well, before we jump into the good stuff with the coaching, I would love to hear a little bit about you, my friend. What do we find you doing what do you do when you're not running your cleaning company? What's life like in Edmonton? How'd you get in? Tell us a little bit about where you're at.
Well, first of all, what life like in Edmonton is it's cold. Right now, there's a lot of snow around me. Yesterday it was like plus 15, so it goes up and down. But a little bit about who I am. My name is Lamar, as Mike said. I am 24 years old. I started my cleaning company 4 years ago when I was 20, obviously. And I just decided, you know, I don't like this whole working 9-to-5 lifestyle. Currently, I do have a full-time job. I'm in an office environment where, you know, I sit at the desk all day and just go on Facebook or whatnot. But I want to change that. I wanted to be in control of my own life, be in control of my own time. So I decided, hey, what's a great way to do that? And I found out that cleaning services is a great opportunity to, great way to start your own business. And it's, you know, very little investment, you know, a little overhead, but in terms of everything else, I just thought it was a great way to go. So I decided to start my own cleaning company 4 years ago, and it's a little difficult, you know, because I am working in an office, so I'm limited with my time. I get a 1 hour lunch break. That's why I'm talking to you right now. But I want to change this year. I want to get that 7-figure and quit my office job and become Mike, essentially, of Edmonton, Alberta.
Love it, man. Well, I got to tell you, and I'm going to forget this immediately after I say it, so I'm going to let you hold me accountable, but when you go full-time and get your first, let's call it 5 employees, we will have you back on the show and do a follow-up. I've never had a guest back, so depending on how quickly you can get those 5 employees, call me back and we will do an update. So before we get into the coaching, what's your plan for the year? What would you like to be? Say we're sitting at, first quarter of 2017, where's your company going to be at that point?
Well, actually, currently, Mike, you said get 5 employees. I actually have 7 employees right now. And I'm looking to, so
we're
5
have to
more
do one immediately now, apparently.
So let's say 5 more. So let's say 12 employees.
Okay.
And where I want to be at first quarter of 2017, I want to be essentially on a beach somewhere, not really, you know, like letting my employees do their own thing, and then I'm just on a vacation somewhere. But I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for.
So are you going to go from full time work plus your cleaning business to full-time cleaning business, or are you going to try and go right from full-time work to beach? Because I don't think I've ever coached anyone that's done that yet.
No, I want to run this thing full-time, whether I'm running it from here in Edmonton or I'm on vacation somewhere. You know, I like the idea where I'm able to run a business and not essentially, you know, be too involved and too overseeing too many things. But I want to be running this thing full-time. I even would love to do this sooner than first quarter of 2017. Ideally, I'd love to be doing this by the summertime. That's why I'm my metal to the pedal, or pedal to the metal, whatever the saying is, that's me right now.
All right, so when do you think you'll be able to go full-time cleaning company without having to divide your time and attention?
Realistically speaking, let's say August 2016.
Okay, so that's cool. So that's when we need. So this show will probably air early March of 2016. We need to have Lamar back on August, and that's what I'm going to do, hold you accountable. So August, you got to come on, whether you're full-time or not, and that's the first question I'm going to ask you is, okay, buddy, are you full-time? What's going on?
I'm going to have a great answer for you. Just wait.
I got to give you guys a little backstory that our producer gave me. Apparently, Lamar has been just downloading stuff like a fiend. I know he's been leaving comments on the blog and our YouTube channel, watching all the videos. So honestly, Lamar, based on the small amount of time that we spent and what Natalie's told me in terms of your ability to digest and actually implement, I'm not a bet man, but if I had to put money, I would absolutely take the under on you being full-time before August.
Mike, I want to tell you something. Just this weekend, Saturday, even a little bit of Friday night, I was folding, printing newsletters, folding them, handwriting the envelopes, sending them out. This is from your podcast. There is no time to waste. I want these prospects to know that I'm about their business and I want to be their vendor. So you're going to see a number of changes throughout the days, weeks, and months.
Man, if you were in Edmonton, Canada, listening to this podcast, call Lamar and make friends, because this dude's going to be someone to be reckoned with pretty quick. So if I'm you, I would call him and say, hey, let's work together. How can we make this happen? Because that's awesome, Lamar. That kind of action and bias towards doing something and getting off your butt is awesome. And guys actually sitting physically sending out dead trees in the mail, nobody does it. I don't even know, but I can almost guarantee your competitors aren't doing it. That's the kind of crap that you need to get ahead, my friend. All right, I could talk to you all day because you're fascinating me, but I'm
sure.
Assuming
one thing, if you don't mind.
What's
one
that?
Thing, I apologize. I don't mean to cut you off, Mike. One thing, can I just say a message to the listeners?
Shout it out, baby.
Okay, if Janai King or Be Clean or whoever the big franchise competitors are, I'm coming for you. Just wait.
I love it, man. Absolutely throwing down the gauntlet. That is so cool. And I believe that I'm only 90% sure that you can leave comments on show notes pages. So if you want to shout out to Lamar, definitely. I know he's active in the Facebook group, so join us there. Or go to a show notes page and say something on the blog if that's possible, because that's super cool, man. I love that you're throwing down the gauntlet. Okay. On the off chance that you called to actually get some information as opposed to just tell me about yours, let's hit some coaching, brother. What can I help you with today?
Well, Mike, you know, as successful as I feel like I'm getting, I'm lacking. I'm lacking in my follow up with these proposals I'm sending out. People aren't getting back to me. Or even another concern too. Sorry, I just came to my attention, came to my thoughts, is that I'm losing. Bids because of my lack of experience. They're saying, hey, Lamar, you've only been in business for 4 years. Be Clean is 25 years. I think even though your price is lower, we're going to go with them because, you know, they're more reputable. And so things like that. As I'm trying to tell them, listen, guys, I'm here to stay. I'm here. And they might think my price might be a little too low. It's not sustainable. And they think, oh, he's going to probably change his price in a year. I know what I'm doing. I know how to price. And then they're trying to tell me that, you know, maybe your price is too low because you're new and you're not understanding. Well, that's not the case. But I would say more or less my coaching needs right now would be follow-up. But that's a whole other issue about the experience there.
Right, I am literally typing because, and again, we've only got like 12 minutes. I'm going to try and get both of them down because I love both of those so much. I'm going to try and get them both. So let's first talk about follow-up with closing bids. And I'm so glad that you asked, because I know, you know, I talk to you guys out there all the time on the, you know, on the podcast and in the blogs. And, you know, there's so many ways that, you know, I love being a part of this community. I feel very honored to kind of be at the head of it. And I get a lot of, man, I give the guy a bid. And before the bid, you know, if you call with a question or anytime you need them, they're super there. They're on the phone. They're responsive. As soon as you give the bid, all of a sudden it's hide and seek, right? You're calling, oh, he's not available. He's not, he'll call you back. You never hear from them again. You're like, what the heck? Is that, am I making that up, or is that the world you're living in right now, Lamar?
That's the world. That's Edmonton. I mean, maybe that's all over the world, I should say.
All right, well, let's move right you now. Out of that neighborhood into a better neighborhood. okay, so first of all, this is such good stuff, man. I almost feel like this is something I almost hate giving away in such a open forum, because this is the kind of stuff I give my private clients, and I hate to make it available to the known universe, but we're going to do it, and we'll see what happens. So here's where most people make the mistake. And the good thing is, Lamar, your competitors probably aren't listening to this, so they're going to keep making this mistake, and you're going to look like a genius doing it properly. They think when they give the bid, that is the moment of the sale. That's when they feel like they got to, I'm doing the air quotes, close the deal, right? And that's the problem. It's you're already past, you don't even know it at that point, but you've already kind of, I don't want to say lost the opportunity, but the decision's probably already been made, and you're probably not even in the conversation. So the trick, I don't want to say the trick, the process, the system in the cleaning business that's going to work better is actually when they call in and set the appointment. So many people ignore that, and they think, oh yeah, we just got to set the appointment. It's called pre-frame. You must pre-frame your customers before you even talk to them. So when someone calls in, you don't just say, well, when you want me to come out, I'll be there. Boom, boom, bing, bang, boom, you know, conversation over. You want to pre-frame and you want to set what I call ground rules. Okay. So when you go out, there's got to be a couple ground rules. First ground rule is time. I never ever, and again, I don't do appointments now, but when I did, I'd never go out on an appointment, physically go to an appointment unless I had an agreed upon, you're going to give me your full and undivided attention for a half hour. I tell them, I turn my phone off. When I get there, I expect that you to turn your phone off. If you got a secretary, you're going to tell her that there are to be no interruptions. Can we get, and again, you've got to decide how long you're going to need for the job walk, you know, generally between 30 and 60 minutes. But before I even go out, I get a commitment. Can I get 60 minutes or 45 minutes of uninterrupted time? If they're not willing to commit to that, I don't go on the, we're not a fit. I can't help you. That's the first thing. And that'll avoid the, and maybe, I don't know how, if you've been doing this 4 years, Lamar, you've done this. You get out to the appointment and they're like, oh yeah, there's the warehouse. There's a shop. There's the offices. We want you out once a week. Just give me a bid and let me know. And then they walk away, right? Is that not the worst when that happens and you're like, what do I do now, right?
Exactly.
You fix that with the ground rule. So before you even go out, there's an agreement is what's going to happen when you get out there, okay? Second thing is ask a lot of questions. These calls should really take a good 15, 20 minutes. And if you do them right, people will stay on the phone with you for 20 minutes. Here's what your competition's doing and non-Cleaning Nation members are doing, and this is why you're going to just crush it. They're trying to jam as much information as they can for the customer. Well, we're this and we're this, and here we won this award. We've got all these employees and we're green, and here's what we do. And it's just all we, and the customer can't stand it. They're just like, I don't care. Get off the phone. I'm sick of you already. And you're trying to vomit information on them, and they're trying to hang up without being rude. You got to change that dynamic to ask them questions. So tell me, what made you call me today? What's not working, right? Don't just start telling, I could do this, and we could do this, and here's what's not working, man. Well, you know, we're just looking for a better price. Well, that's good information. Or, you know, our last people quit. Well, that's really good information. Or, they're taking us for granted, or we price every year. Whatever the answer to that question is, I promise it's good information. And then you follow up. Tell me about that. How does that impact your life? How does that make you feel? What's that doing in your life? Get a little bit of pain. If there's no pain, there's no sale ever, right? If they're like, we're just doing bids for fun. We don't care. We're happy with the people we got and the price is fine. Everything's fine. That's good luck getting that one. You got to find some sort of pain. So first you do the pain. Then you set ground rules before you're going to come out. And then this is kind of, this is optional. I'm always looking for an opportunity to ask for budget. So I don't jam it in there and force it. But on the call before I even go out, I will say, first of all, if I think it's below my minimum, like if I'm $1,000 a month as my minimum client, I always share that on the phone, right? So if they're like, well, we want someone out here maybe once a week. Whoa, appreciate that. Just so you know, our minimum is $1,000 per month. We give great service, but we're really specific on who we serve. Is that going to fit kind of your budget? Oh my gosh, we're looking for $200 a month. Fantastic. You just saved yourself 3 hours of your life. You're never going to get back. Or if they say, well, you know, my people, they're really cheap and they start off doing a good job, but now they're not. Oh, how much are you paying now? So again, I don't force it, but if an opportunity presents itself, I sure would like to know what their budget is before I go out. So the goal on the appointment is delay the ground rules. First ground rule is how much time you're going to spend. Another one, and I can't get way into it because we're already running out of time, but is to find out what they'd like to see the outcome. So I kind of say stuff like, hey, Lamar, I appreciate that you want me to come out there. Would it be okay? Sometimes I'll come out on a bid and I just don't feel like we're the right fit. We're not a good vendor. The strengths that we have don't match the pain that you have. Would you be offended if I told you that and said I don't think we're a good fit? And Lamar, you're going to say 100% of the time, yeah, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I ask another question. Okay, so and just the flip side, I'm a really nice guy and no one ever likes to tell me no because I'm super friendly, blah, blah, blah. But for whatever reason, maybe I'm too expensive. Maybe you don't trust me. Maybe you just don't like the cut of my jib. I got an ugly face. Whatever it is, it's not a fit. Would you be okay just giving me that same respect? And if I get out there and for whatever reason it's not a fit, would you be cool giving me a heads up and letting me know? 100 times, 9 times out of 8, they're going to go, well, yeah, of course I'd be happy to do that. And then you go, all right, thank you. I really appreciate that. So last question, if I come out there and I think we would be a good fit and I think we can do a good job and you're not able to disqualify me, you think we do a good job, what would you like to see happen next? That's a huge question. What would you like to see happen next? And more than half of the time, they're going to go, well, we'll get you started. Oh, okay, if that's what you want, I just want to make sure I came prepared. So just to be clear, you're going to tell me if for whatever reason I'm too expensive, I'm too ugly, you don't like me, whatever, you're going to let me know, right? Yeah. And if I think we're not a fit, I'm so embarrassed. I hate telling this to people. You're giving me permission to tell you we're not a fit? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, and then just to, what you said is if we can't do that, you'd like us to get going, correct? Oh, yeah, that's what we want. Fantastic. That's a heck of a set of ground rules. Any questions so far?
No questions. That's awesome.
Okay, yeah. So by the time you were to get out there, you have a whole different situation than the other guy that's going to get tossed, you know, go here, measure, give us a bid. So when you get out there, you're going to, first thing you do is go over the ground rules again. They've forgotten it. They've slept between since when you talked and now. Hey, just to be clear, and then you go over the exact same thing you did. I'm going to turn my phone off. Do I have your undivided attention? We've got time. This is what you're going to do. Are you still okay with me telling you if I don't think we're fit? And you're still going to tell me, right? Oh, yeah, you're going to tell me, fantastic. And if it's not a fit, what you still want to go for? Yeah, okay, so you're going to re-up all those, right? You'd be shocked how many people forget. But at least now you're in a whole different position than the other guy that you're bidding against. The second thing that you do is you spend the – once you've recovered those ground rules, two things have to happen. Three things actually have to happen before you even think about giving them a bid. Thing one, you've got to get pain. Like I said, no pain, no sale. And they don't want to tell you. You're going to go – you're going to ask them their pain, and they're going to say the same thing every time. I want the cheapest price and the most cleaning. That's not their pain. Their pain might be we're afraid we're going to get stolen from. Their pain might be one of the cleaners was rude to the CEO. We don't want that. Another cleaner didn't show up, or they're going to lose our keys, or with Lamar, you're not in business long enough, which just so you know, my coaching on that is they're not really concerned with how long you're in business. They're concerned you're not going to be able to solve their pain. Had you been able to have that discussion with them around their pain, I promise you how long you've been in business don't mean nothing about nothing. So you really got to kind of suss out what their pain is. Why did you call me? There's a reason. You have other things you want to do than fooling around with the janitorial service. So I promise you, if they called and set an appointment and set aside an hour of time uninterrupted to talk to you, they have pain, right? So that's what I spend 80% of my time on. What is the pain? Once you've got that, then you talk about budget, and people are nutty about budget. They want to talk about it way too early or way too late. After they've given the bid, they go, yeah, we want our budget's $2,000. You came in at $4,000. We're not interested. It's too late. You should have talked about the budget way before then. And the best time to talk about budget is right after they're in pain and they're really in connected with why this is such a big deal in their life. So when they're like, oh my gosh. And if you do a good job, they get emotional, like, oh my gosh, these cleaners, I just want to kill them. They take me for granted. I feel like they're not treating me right, and they charge me for a bunch of time, and they half-ass it. I really feel like they're taking advantage of me. Ooh, now taking advantage, that's an emotional word, right? There's a difference between saying I'm not getting good service and I'm feeling taken advantage of. Do you see the difference in emotion there?
Big difference, yeah.
Okay. So once they say something like, I feel like I'm getting taken advantage of, now, if the pain is they miss trash can liners sometimes, that's not an expensive pain to fix, right? You can't charge a bunch of money for that. But if their pain is I'm getting taken advantage of, and you can save them from that pain and say, so you don't feel respected. You work so hard to have the money to be able to pay the cleaners, and you don't feel like they're treating your property with the respect that it deserves, and you work so hard to own this business, and you feel like they're stealing from you. Do you see how they're like, oh my gosh, that they're really in pain? If you talk to if you talk about budget at that point, you're going to get their real budget, and you're going to get the high end of their budget, because what you're really asking them isn't what your budget is. It's how much are you willing to pay to make this pain go away? How much? Let's just get this fixed, right? I'm not here to clean toilets. I'm here to fix your problem. Let's solve this problem together. And you get paid so much better for problem solving than you get for cleaning toilets. So the whole conversation should be about pain. And why is this important? And what problem can you solve? And how big of a problem is that in their life? And how is that affecting them personally? You start getting this information from them. Then when you move to budget, their budget is not for how much to clean that toilet. It's how much to solve this pain. And you're going to find the budget is a lot higher. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last piece of information you need before you go, other than pain and budget. And you haven't even walked a job yet. This is just a conversation. There's been no bid, nothing. You've got to get their decision-making process. So before you even think about giving them a bid, it's decision-making process in terms of what's going to happen. So if they say, you know, well, if I'm not able to disqualify you, you're not able to disqualify me, what would you like to see happen? They're going to give you some sort of something. That's their decision-making process. So when you hit that again, you're going to want to be very clear. Well, I got to get the bid to this guy, and there's a bunch of tricks. Not tricks, but a bunch of ways to get that guy on the appointment so you don't have to go. So long story short, before you even think about giving them a bid, you've got to have ground rules, you've got to have pain, you've got to know what their budget is, and you've got to be clear on the decision-making process. And you're going to agree on all these things before you even think about giving them a bid. So by the time you come give them a bid, it's all done but the crying. You already know what the budget is. So if you're in the budget and you know what the decision-making process is and you know what their pain is and you're the only vendor that's addressing their pain in their budget and you understand their decision-making process and it's probably by this point kind of favoring you, you already know whether you're going to get the bid or not. Where everyone else hasn't had any of this conversation, they're just throwing a bid and walking away. So that's a lot, man. I just hit you with like 2 hours worth of information, about 20 minutes. Questions, comments, remarks?
I absorbed it all like a sponge.
All right, beautiful. And the good thing is this is recorded, so you can go back and listen to your own podcast over and over again before you go on a sales call to make sure you get all the pieces in play. We're already at 20 minutes, so right before we go to lightning round, I'm going to give you 30 seconds on the haven't been in business that long. The big thing I want to tell you is, the big foundational concept is, and I kind of touched on it earlier, it's not that you haven't been in business long enough. They don't trust that you can solve their pain. So stop having that conversation and go, tell me about that. So 4 years, I get that. What are you really afraid of? Like, I'm going to go out of business. I'm not sure. Tell me about that. So that just show that indicates that you haven't been done paying properly. If you educated them and gotten their paying properly, I promise you, you'll never hear you're too young, you haven't been in business long enough. Those are really, they're trying to tell you something different. Does that make sense?
Got you.
And last thing, for crying out loud, if you're consistently having your people tell you you're too cheap, I don't trust you, raise your prices, dude. I don't have time to go over your pricing and if it's high or low, but if your customers are telling you it's low, it's low. Raise your prices. If you're not the cheapest, you might as well be the most expensive. And it sounds like you're the cheapest and you're still not getting the bid. So for crying out loud, raise your prices and use that money, that margin that you're creating, to create an absolute rock star experience for them. With extra money, you can do special little fun gifts. There's all sorts of stuff you can do to increase the customer experience, get better testimonials, get case studies, raise prices, create an amazing experience as opposed to arguing with them that your prices aren't too low. Stop arguing. Take the money. All right. Enough of that. We're way, way, way over. We're still going to hit the lightning round. Three quick questions, three amazing answers. Question number one, Lamar, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
There's two pieces. I'll be quick about them. The first one, Mike, comes from you. You said, you know, we always talk about us, and the prospect doesn't care about us. They only care about themselves and what we can do for them and how we can solve their problems, what's in it for them. So just that comes from you, and I've learned a lot from that. My second piece is, someone told me that employees don't care as much about the cleaning or the quality of cleaning as the owner does. And I mean, that goes to show that employees is just a paycheck, just a job, but it's my reputation on the line. It's my name on the door. So I need to make sure that my employees are happy, fulfilled, and their heart's in. Otherwise, it's just a paycheck for them.
Man, those are for a young guy only been in business 4 years. You were seeing some deep level stuff, man. Congratulations. Question two: what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business?
Wasting 4 years. I was kind of a part-timer with the cleaning. You know, I have an office job, and so just I'm using the little time I have to grow this business, and then I could have accomplished a lot more in the last 4 years. So, I mean, just wasting 4 years, I guess I would say.
All right. Well, we're going to see what changes in August now that you're kind of on the fast track and a part of Cleaning Nation. Deal?
Amen.
All right. Last question. What's one idea owners of cleaning companies can put into practice right now, today, before their head hits the pillow to improve their lives or their business?
Lead magnets.
Love it.
And customer service. But lead magneting. Change your website, get lead magnets, and then, as Mike said, give them to your prospects. Give them, put on your website. Get that generated and get it going.
Lamar, I couldn't agree. Man, even if you didn't even hear all the good stuff I gave you on sales, if you just listen to what Lamar said in the lightning round, there's some jewels in there, Cleaning Nation. Don't skip that. Lamar knows what time it is. All right. Lamar, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I know I truly appreciate you, and I have a feeling Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Lamar's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.